We turn now to Virginia Democrat Mark Warner. He is the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Mark.
You have been very active on artificial intelligence, and we talked about this back in January. Microsoft just announced a few days ago that China has a new capability to automatically generate images for use in influence operations to mimic American voters across the political spectrum and create controversy along racial, economic, and ideological lines. How much of a risk is this to our upcoming election?
It's an enormous risk. And artificial intelligence, I've spent as much time on this, I think, as any member of the Senate. And I never spent something where you, the more time I spend, in certain ways, the more confused I get. The whole economics around these large language models, which used to be, you know, who had the most data, who had the most compute power would win, that fundamentally changed after Facebook released its so-called llama model into the wild in the spring. We just had a major session Leader Schumer put together, had the kind of the who's who in the room. Mm-hmm. And what I'm concerned at is even the AI leaders who say they want rules, guardrails, I'm concerned that when you actually put words on paper, will those major tech companies support that? Because you've seen we in social media have done zero. Now, in terms of China, China is a major player in AI. And where I think we ought to start, where AI tools, whether it comes from China or domestically, could have the most immediate effect would be the public's faith in our elections,
right,
which Microsoft just cited.
But
hear me out on this. But the other area beyond elections is faith in our public markets. These same tools could completely disrupt the confidence in our public markets by using these same deep fake tools. So I believe we ought to start, if we could put together an alliance between the capitalists and the small D Democrats, we might at least get guardrails coming in next year with the elections and with the concern about our markets.